What is one of the craziest things that you has ever happened at one of your concerts?
Well, I guess it's probably the one in Glasgow, Scotland. There was like this kind of pole between the stage and the barrier, and during soundcheck, I was kind of practicing walking out like on the pole so I could reach the crowd during the last song. And so during the last song at the real show, I ended up doing it, and I didn't factor in the crowd being just completely wild, as Glaswegian crowds are. And they all started grabbing at my ankles, trying to pull me into the crowd with them. The security just rushed from like both sides. So like security was pulling me one way, the crowd was pulling me the other way. It was pretty crazy, but it was. I really liked it. I thought it was wild. It made for a good show.
That definitely had to be an adrenaline rush. Did you actually get all the way into the crowd, and or like was half of your body in the crowd, or on the stage?
No, I kind of got pulled back towards the stage by the security, so it was all good. But yeah, if I would have went into the crowd, it would have been all good too. It was just kind of got to go with the flow at that point.
Yeah, you definitely gotta go with the flow. You just never know what's gonna happen at a concert, especially when everyone's feeling the music that you're putting out.
So
you just never know what's gonna happen. Definitely. What and who do you listen to on your own time?
I've been really digging Tame Impala. The new Bon Iver album is really good. Aurora, Muramasa, Group Love them as well. Yeah, we're into a bunch of different things.
Yeah, so you listen to a little bit of everything, I see.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
So what would you consider your genre of music that you guys do?
Dark pop. It's pop, but with a twist. A little bit more surreal, kind of dreamy.
What influenced you to want to be a singer?
I grew up in the church, so I always was seeing my older friends perform, and it inspired me to want to perform as well. Actually, I grew up in the same church as Katy Perry. So she was one of the first people I would like kind of watch perform. And we actually ended up doing like, I wouldn't call it a show, but we like did a talent show kind of thing together when we were like, I think she was maybe 14 or, and I was like 10 or something like that. At this thing called Action House, and we were both singing together. And so she has always been a big inspiration for me growing up, watching her and seeing that she could do it. It kind of showed me that, well, you can do it if you work hard enough.
So, like, since you and your band have come up as a whole, like, have you reached out to her? Has she reached out to you since then?
She, we've kind of lost touch. It was more her little brother and I that were like closer friends when we were younger, just because we were, closer in age. Kind of through the years, we've lost touch, but she did do us a huge favor and surprised us by tweeting our track, Girls Your Age, when we first released it as her song of the day. So that was super kind of her.
Oh, you had to be ecstatic. I mean, Katy Perry tweeting your song, like, that just had to make your blood just race.
It was pretty wild, and seeing their that kind of influence on social media is pretty insane. You hear about it, and to see someone all they do is just tweet something, and then seeing the reaction that happens after that is pretty crazy.
So the vibe,
she has some very passionate fans, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. Like the vibe I get from just you and like your band as a whole is like it's destiny. Like, your mom just happened to be at the right place at the right time. Just everything's working out for you. It has to be a blessing to be where you are right now.
We definitely had a lot of good luck, and there's been a lot of serendipity surrounding this band, that's for sure. But, with that, I will say that, luck only takes you so far. You have to be prepared before you have that luck happen, so that when, you do get that streak of good luck, everything is already set in place for it to kind of help take you the rest of the way.
Definitely. Like, my last question for you would be, if, people listening out there, they're starting their own band, what would be the best advice you can give them?
Just start doing it. Don't wait for anybody else. Don't wait for a label. Don't wait for, anything. Just if you want to make music, do it. Go look it up on the internet. There's so many ways for you to learn. Just if you want to make music and record music, just go record it. It doesn't matter how it is, doesn't matter if it's you know, on your laptop with your webcam, you know, just with you and your acoustic guitar, just put stuff out there, keep putting things out there. And eventually someone is going to see that and want to either collaborate with you or help take you to the next level. But the first step is doing it, putting something out there. No matter, you know, how scary it is, you just got to do it.
Yeah, I definitely totally agree. One thing my mom always tells me is if I'm going to do something, I got to follow through, because if I don't follow through, it's never going to happen. So to all you bands out there, listen to what Sarah had to say. If you really want it, you got to go out there and get it. Just to let everybody know, Transvaal will be performing live tomorrow, Tuesday, October 4th at 8 downtown at the Slowdown. Doors will open at 7 p.m., so make sure you're there at 7 so you can get a good spot, because as you've heard, it can get a little rowdy there, so you want to be like in the forefront of the rowdiness. Once again, Sarah, we appreciate you joining Mav Radio, and we definitely are going to have to do this again.
Thanks, DK. All the love.
Yes, ma'am.